I'm Jen West, professional rebel of delight.
And I'm Dave Wiesdock, sage of creative scaffolding.
And this is Shadow Casting. Hey, Dave, I have a fun quote for us today. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay. So our quote today is by Gerald May. And it is, the difference between work and play is only a matter of attitude. Work fully done is play. I think where I start with this quote is in the idea of the psychology side. The difference between work and play is only a matter of attitude. And unless you take the time to just stop and sit with the two words, for most of us, I know for me, I don't think about the attitude that underlies either of those words for me. And I'd like to ask the audience as well, just sitting with those two words for a moment, maybe even pause the podcast and say, what do I feel in my body when it's about work? And what do I feel in my body when I think about play? And is that allowed for us play as an adult? Or are we beings of work? Letting that roll through our being. What is that work? What is that play? And what is my attitude? Because I know for a long time, play was for kids, especially once I became an adult. I didn't play. I started getting really outcome focused with work and thinking, yeah, there's this goal I must hit and I have to work towards it and I have to be serious and play. Maybe I played a sport or every once in a while I'd play my instrument, but it wasn't play. What comes to you, Dave?
Yeah, so I think when I start thinking about this quote, what I really start to put together is how in my own work environment and in business especially, how play kind of gets overlooked. You know, there's this expectation of professionalism and maturity, and it's almost like those things have to exist at the exclusion of play. Whereas I think this quote really brings to light that it's a both and scenario. There is a need for that professionalism and ability to communicate your thoughts and your ideas. And there's also this opportunity, I think, for businesses really lean into play and to use that mindset as a way to springboard ideas or to kind of be creative. A lot of business projects that I work on require some level of creativity. And I find that the more people are willing to lean into play and not be in judgment and to be open-minded to what options exist, I think that's where play really kind of comes to light. So one of the ways that I've been playing with this is kind of leaning into that idea of what does play look like in a work setting? Because I think a lot of problems with this quote is that it's been said a lot of different ways and it's kind of become cliche. Before we started working on this podcast, I looked up where like the original kind of idea came from, where it's like, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think that's kind of like the opposite side of this, right? Where it's kind of sets this big expectation that if you're leaning into what you love and you're leaning into play, that there is no work. And it kind of flies in the face of the idea of work in the 9-to-5 job. But that's not really where this quote comes from, or I guess where this quote really takes us, is that we have to lean into kind of that expectation of, or this balance of play and work. And that always brings to mind kind of, for me, that work-life balance that everyone talks about and tries to hold as this gold standard or this like holy grail. Like everyone wants work-life balance. You know, they want to be able to work a 9-to-5, leave their job, go and be, you know, available to their kids or stuff around the house. And really, it's not a system that exists in isolation. When you're at work, that energy and that your day impacts you before, after, and during work. And if you can lean into this idea or this attitude of play with work, I think it almost becomes like a self-fulfilling or self-feeding system where it kind of builds off of itself. It builds a momentum. And so we were talking last time in a quote about how your thoughts affect your words and your words affect your actions. And if you kind of focus on that in one area of your life, it starts to compound into other areas. To me, it gives me this idea of leaning into the play. And
yeah, for sure. I hear what you're saying. And when we think about being at work, being at a job, and then you hear the difference between work and play is an attitude. I could also seeing that not be the words that we use, but the energy behind it. The attitude is the energy. And most of the time when I think of play, it's light, it's fun, it's enjoyable. And work has that outcome required and it can be stressful. There must be a product at the end that's at a very high level. And so it's more focused on that last piece where play seems to be more in the doing, in the moment. But if we play with attitude and energy, a lot of play has a ton of effort in it. We just are really in it. We're in flow. And I think that's where the second part of the quote is going. I think that's where May wanted to go is work fully done is play. Once you're in that flow and you're building something and you're going with it and you lose time, it becomes play. And so how do we breathe into flow and let work become a practice in and of itself where we can breathe into it and embody it instead of having it be this external validation thing?
Right. Yeah. You know, we'd love to hear from you guys about how you feel that you can incorporate play as you work. And it doesn't have to be a job. It could be anything from doing chores around the house or any task really that you feel is this job or something that requires a different set of energy. I think when you apply that play energy, that's really where the magic starts to happen. Bringing this to the shadow casting idea of casting that long shadow and celebrating our humanity. You know, I think that comes from a space of play, kind of like you were talking about. It's not so much the words as much as it is the energy. It can be something simple. I'd love to, you know, hear from our audience, especially in the comments, if you feel that your play maybe shows up different than the way that we're talking about it, because it definitely can. And I think starting to honor that and being aware of that is how we start to learn how we cast our own shadow.
Yeah, for sure. Give us some feedback. What does the quote mean for you? And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening.